Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I want to thank all of our audience who have been so generous to send happy birthday wishes to me on this, my birthday, and I say thank you to the listeners and especially our Facebook audience. Of course, as you know how social media blows up, I just want to give a blanket thank you to our podcast audience who've been a part of those birthday greetings. I'm so thankful for all of you. You make this an enjoyable thing to do every day, present the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts. We are specifically at the vision that Peter will have while on sitting on the housetop to pray in at his place in Joppa. On the housetop doesn't mean he's in a precarious situation on the slanted roof. They used the housetops as we would use patios or dining rooms today, flat-roofed homes. The housetop became another dwelling place. So in Acts chapter 10, verse 9, the next day as they went on their journey and drew near the city, Peter went up on the housetop to pray about the sixth hour on the Jewish clock. That's about noon. So he's there at lunchtime. And he became very hungry and wanted to eat. But while they were made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven opened and an object like a great sheet bound at four corners, descending to him and let down to the earth. In it were all kinds of four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, and birds of the air. And a voice came to him, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." I like it that the translators made this voice, if you'll notice in your text, your printed text, the translators make this voice words written in red, because the translators realize he was not just hearing an angelic voice, but he's hearing the voice of Jesus. I think it's how Peter so quickly recognizes what's going on the housetop. "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "Not so, Lord, for I've never eaten anything common or unclean." And a voice spoke to him again the second time, "What God has cleansed, you must not call common." This was done three times, and the object was taken up into heaven again. It's incredible to me that it had to go three times for Peter to get it. And that's just a testament to how strong the dietary law was to a Jew. For us, we think, boy, they would have been relieved to get rid of the dietary law. I know I always joke around and say, boy, aren't you glad we're not under the law so we can eat this pork or whatever. But for someone like Peter, who is a devout Jew, who's raised in that environment, they weren't looking to get rid of some of these laws. They weren't looking for a loophole around the pork law or the lobster law or any of those things. For him, it was a very, very serious breach of Moses to go around these laws. Even when the Lord Jesus appears in a vision and says, "Take, kill, and eat," Peter three times argues with God against doing it. And so I think that ought to tell us just how important it was to the disciples, to the early church, when this whole dietary law battle begins, which, believe it or not, encompasses an enormous part of the New Testament, the battle over dietary restriction. Paul, of course, will fall on one side of it. Some of the other disciples, possibly James, and even at times Peter, will fall on the other side of that argument. So let's be very careful with people whenever they're coming out of religious bondages and religious ideas. To us, they might seem silly, but to them, they seem like the world. And rather than just, I mean, their whole world. And rather than just saying, well, you need to get over it, let's understand that this is a process. If it took Peter, who's hearing it from the lips of Jesus a while, imagine what it's going to take for some others. And so let's keep that in mind as we love people into the fullness of freedom. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.